In the midst of this coronavirus, everyone is looking for a solution. And that solution is obviously a vaccine. And the vaccine will work in three stages. First of all, someone will create the vaccine. Secondly, someone will administer the vaccine. And thirdly, the vaccine will interact with our immune system to make us well and keep us well. So coronavirus will be beaten by three, or a trinity of events. Today, we Christians are keeping the feast of the Blessed Trinity. And we acknowledge, first of all, that Trinity is a concept that the human mind cannot fully grasp. Secondly, we acknowledge that the concepts of the Trinity existed in pre-Christian religions, and they may very well have influenced our understanding. In Christian Trinity, there are three persons or beings in the one God. The Father, whose role it is to create. The Son, whose role it is to redeem. The Spirit, whose role it is to guide and make holy. The Father. Unless you are an atheist who believes in the unexplained Big Bang, you believe that the wonderful diversity of nature and mankind was created by a gloriously intelligent and powerful being. For us Christians, we ourselves, and everything in the world and the universe, was intentionally brought into existence by our creative and wonderful Father in heaven. The Son. Observant people also know that nothing ever stays the same, and that often things and people decline or deviate. The Christian story says that for whatever reason, men and women drifted away from God and needed to be brought back to God, needed to be redeemed. And after God sent many messengers to his people who failed to persuade the people to turn back, God finally sent his Son to be the Redeemer, to make all well again. Redemption was needed, and Jesus, with his power as God, provided it. The Spirit. When Jesus was returning to his Father, he did not want to leave his people alone, so he promised to send another, and he called that other the Advocate. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, would be the one to make sure that men and women would never leave God again by bestowing on people important gifts, gifts that we have been told are sevenfold. Wisdom, the gift that comes from the action of the mind and heart working together. Understanding, the gift that helps us grasp truth. Counsel, the mixture of intuition and prudence. Fortitude, the mixture of courage and perseverance. Knowledge, seeing things from God's perspective. Piety, reverence, and a realization of our total reliance on God. And finally, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord does not mean being afraid of God, but being aware of and awestruck at God's glory. What wonderful gifts! Gifts needed now more than ever before. The Trinity, the Father our Creator, the Son our Redeemer, and the Spirit our Purifier. The English preacher Glenn Scrivener has written a verse about Trinity. And so, for our anxious little realm, for the fears that overwhelm, there is a throne. For mistakes we can't forget, and the sins that still beset, we have a lamb. For our lost and lonely hearts, for our gnarled and tangled paths, we have a shepherd. For our dry and listless souls, for our thirst for being whole, we have a stream. For regret and ravaged years, for all sweet and bitter tears, we have a father. For treks through burning sands, to our home in promised lands, this hope till all is done, our God, the three in one.